Hello, everyone. Welcome. It is Tuesday night. We're talking all about nighttime eating, nighttime drinking, all the nighttime things. I am Coach MJ. For those of you who don't know me, I'm the head coach here at No BS. I'm excited to be talking about all things evenings and nighttime. Whether you are drinking wine, taking a gummy, eating the food, whatever you are doing, we are going to be talking about it here tonight while everybody comes in. I have a fun, it's not a funny story, but I started with No BS 5 years ago. I got my job. I was working part time, and Corinne invited me to an event. And it was my first event as a coach, and I was so excited. And I was spent all week packing and like wanting to look good and do all the things. And I was so excited. So my husband took me to the airport on a Sunday. And on Monday, we had the first day of the event, and I was hanging out with some folks in the lobby after the event, and I heard someone say it was January the 29th. And I was like, the 29th? Oh, shoot, my anniversary was yesterday. And it was my 25th wedding anniversary the day before, and I had totally forgotten about it. I forgot about it. So I promised my husband, I said, okay, I called him and I was like, do you remember? And then we have both forgotten. It was a big anniversary, 25 years. And so today is my 30th wedding anniversary. And again, no BS. So he sent me flowers instead of going to dinner. He was like, are we going to dinner? I was like, no, we're not, because I have a call and I'm very excited about hanging out with my peeps. So, 30 years that Mr. Coach MJ has been married to me today. It's been a long time. My mom said today, does it feel like it's been 30 years? And I said, sometimes it feels like it's been 1 year, and sometimes it feels like it's been 60 years. So, yeah, third, and I was young. I was 20 when I got married. I just turned 50. So there's that. So I will have a Jimmy John sandwich. And go to bed after we talk tonight. So, yeah, it's been a long time. I've been married longer than I was married. So, all right, y'all, raise your hand if you want coaching on anything nighttime. If you notice that you are eating at night when you're not hungry, if you notice that dinner time is the most difficult time for you to follow doable hunger or follow your plan, if you are struggling with planning your drinks or changing your relationship with alcohol, anything that happens after work or, in the evening time when it's dark out, raise your hand and we will talk all about it. Yeah, sandwich in bed. There's that. There's that. All right. Chrissy has her hand raised. She's the only one. So y'all better start raising hands. I'm going to talk to Chrissy and we're going to coach. That's what I'm here for. I'm very excited about it. Very excited. Let's get Chrissy up and going. Let me. What happened to the. Oh, what happened?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Good.
How's it going, Chrissy?
How are you?
I'm good.
I didn't realize that this was like if I put my hand up that I'd actually have to talk to you.
You actually have to talk to me.
This is my first ever one, ever
Oh,
coaching
good.
session.
See, we sn you snuck in and you're like, oh shit, now I'm in it. So now it won't be
That's
hard
right.
anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Yeah.
So where are you calling from, Chrissy?
I'm from Sydney, Australia.
Oh, I'm excited. I love that I can sit here and talk to people all over the world.
it's fun.
So, okay, what are we talking about?
look, for me, I think the biggest challenge is alcohol. I mean, Australia generally just has like a very, very strong passion for alcohol. And, I do find that I drink quite a lot in the evenings. And so I think for me, I just really I think food for me is a challenge, but I think alcohol is definitely one of those things that I just cannot give up. So I'm
Okay.
struggling with that a lot.
So, okay. What do you want your relationship with alcohol to be in the evenings?
I want it to be healthy. I want to be able to sit and actually appreciate the drink, not just drink it because it's there and the bottle's open and I've got to finish it. I want to be able to say no. I want to be able to say, nope, that's okay. I've had one, I've had two, I've enjoyed my relax time, and now I can stop.
Have you ever tried to plan it?
No.
Why?
Because I feel like I'll let myself down if I do.
Well, when you overdrink, don't you let yourself down?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, end result could actually be the same, or you could surprise yourself.
Yeah.
You could at least give yourself a shot. Because you know, if you overdrink, the end result is disappointment. But you really have no idea what the end result is if you plan it. You just decided ahead of time, which may not even be true.
So if we just do sort of say one or two drinks and that's fine. And then I've just got to end it there.
Yeah. So how much do you typically drink, like at a when you drink in the evening?
To be honest, I've been better in the last 6 months. But it's probably possibly down to maybe 4 glasses of wine
Okay, so
at
here
this
you go,
stage.
Chrissy. This is what you're gonna do. Okay, this is what I did. I don't know if you know my story with alcohol, but I was drinking 1 to 2 bottles of wine a night. A night when I found Corinne. And I wanted to change my relationship with alcohol. I wanted to be a weekend drinker. And so it was 4 to 6 glasses of wine. So like a bottle, and sometimes it would roll over into the second bottle. So my first level up was 1 bottle of wine a night. I could not open the second bottle. That was my level up. And then once I got comfortable with that, I said 1 bottle of wine every 2 days. So, and I actually wrote that on my plan. So I didn't plan for the day, I planned for the 2 days. So guess what happened the first night? I drank all of the bottle of wine. So then the next night, because my plan was 1 bottle every 2 days, and I had already used it up on day one, I did not have anything to drink the next night. And I was a little bit better with my 2 glasses moving forward for a while. And then I leveled it up that way. So if you know you're typically drinking 4 glasses of wine, then you want to plan 3. And here's the other thing. It's like food as well. When I knew that I was only going to have like a glass or two of wine, I'm going to just be honest what I did. Especially if I was going somewhere, I would open the bottle of wine before I left. I would pour out into the sink what I was not going to drink so that I would still be able to finish the bottle. So I would have my two, and there was not another glass to go back for. So if you do plan for 3, you've got some choices there. Like if you're drinking wine, you can only get the little mini bottles of wine, like the little mini that are, I don't know if y'all have those, but you could just get 3 when you're planning to drink. So you just have 3. Or you could open the bottle of wine and pour out a glass and then drink the other. So then at the end, there's no more to drink. Like those are some strategies you can try. But don't go like, if I know I'm going to drink 4, first step is not 1 to 2, probably. How does that sound?
Agree.
Whenever I
Yeah,
say that.
no, good. No, it does sound good. And that's something I was thinking. I was thinking, could I, my husband would probably kill me if I poured some down the drain, because you just don't do that in Australia. That's very un-Australian. But
Well, you're Southern now. You're Southern now. We've brought you in.
it's the dream. I think what I'll do is I'll measure it out and put it into a container somewhere and just kind of go, this is your 3 for the night, and then the rest of the bottle can be, resealed
For
and put
sure.
away. Yeah,
Yeah,
definitely.
whatever
That's
works.
manageable. That's definitely doable for sure.
But that's what I really want you, like you're scared of something you don't even know the outcome of. When the feeling of disappointment is the same. You're afraid you're going to feel disappointed. You already feel disappointed. So we know disappointment is not going to kill you. So at least give yourself a fighting chance to follow the plan.
Good. I
Sound
like it.
good?
Thank you. Yeah,
Okay, good.
definitely.
Good.
Thank
All right.
you.
It's daytime, right there?
It's I'm at work. Don't tell anyone.
Yeah. My husband's from Iran, and so they're 8 hours ahead of us. And so when the kids would like wake up one in the morning when they were little and it was raining, they would say, like, I would say, it's gonna rain all day. You gotta wear your rain jacket, whatever it was. And they would say, call Mama June and Baba June, my mom, grandmother and grandfather, and ask them, does it quit raining? I'm like, it doesn't work that way. They wanted to know.
Love it.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
There you go. Someone in the comments says it's alcohol abuse. It is not. If it is not interfering with your life and you do not have a problem with alcohol, you get to decide for yourself. If it is interfering with your life, I cannot help you. You need to seek professional help for sure. But she's already been working on her relationship with alcohol, so I knew that that was not an issue for her. And you know, I changed my relationship with alcohol. I did not have that. And so I don't want anyone to be shamed in the comments. So if you could please keep that to yourself, I would appreciate it. People are being very vulnerable on this call, and I appreciate their honesty and vulnerability. Trudy. I'm bringing up Trudy. Oh, Darlene, I got you now. I meant pouring it out. The hubby said it's alcohol. You can't do that. If you're Australian, by God, we keep our alcohol. My husband did not know when I poured mine out either, because he would have had a fit. He would have had a fit, a fit, a fit, a fit. And I'm sorry too. I misread that, Darlene. All right, Trudy,
Hello.
how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I am fantastic. I am fantastic.
I am fairly new here, and I just have to say that this program is really helping me a lot.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
Thank
I
you.
haven't been able to lose weight for like 2 years, and I'm finally getting some weight off. And I think it's just giving myself permission to have what I want and not beating myself up.
Yeah, for
It's
sure.
unbelievable. So, my problem is with alcohol as well.
I'm going to tell you, we used to only do drinking calls and nobody would raise their hand. And then we changed it to overeating and overdrinking. Everybody raises their hand for drinking. I told Corinne, I was like, it's a damnedest
Yeah,
thing.
I got to put my
So,
reading
and
glasses
all of
on.
these things, and I want to say, because there's a lot of people on this call for alcohol, for, you know, gummies, for whatever, and for snacks and all the other things. All of these th same things work, right? So just like with the last caller, she said, I'll pour out a glass and put it somewhere else as a tool. The same thing can be said for snacks that you typically know that you overeat. You go ahead and get what you're going to allow yourself to have for the evening, and then you just put the rest like out of sight, out of mind. So all of that still works. The same thing for level ups. If you're going face down in a sleeve of Oreos, that's like always Corinne's big thing. Start planning how many you're going to have and start leveling up in that way. So, you know, we were just talking about alcohol. We're going to talk about alcohol again, but really it applies to snacks and everything else. It applies like anything that you know that you're overeating at night. So go ahead, Trudy. I just want to say that for
Yeah,
everybody
no
that's like, we're
problem.
just talking about alcohol, but take away alcohol, insert snacks, insert overeat dinner, insert whatever it is, and it all applies.
Well, my question will probably apply to those things as well. So, for years, before I retired, my husband was retired for about 5 years before I was, and I'd get home from work and we'd have a glass or two of wine, or he'd have a drink, I'd have wine every night about this time. And so I've been retired for about 6 years. Well, we kept that habit up, right? So I've been drinking, you know, maybe one or two glasses of wine almost every day. And now I would like to change that relationship. My husband actually is trying to change that relationship as well. But what I can't get over is this time of the night, I'm just antsy. I'm like a caged lion because I'm not getting that glass of wine that I'm used to. And I put it on my plan every day. I just think, well, maybe I'll have it today and maybe I won't. So I've been trying not to, but it's like, how do you get over that?
What are your thoughts? So you said you're feeling antsy. What are you thinking?
I just feel like this is my time now to unwind. And you know, I've heard Corinne talk about connection time. It was always our time to connect with each other. And I feel like maybe I'm missing that a little bit. I don't know. It's just like It's like my time to relax and connect with my husband. And I mean, we're with each other all day now, so
Yeah. So
we
what
don't
does
really
it
need to
mean to
connect.
connect? Like, how do you connect with someone? Like, what do you think that definition is?
Well, we would always talk about what was going on during the day. Maybe we'd start talking about trips we want to go on, travel plans, things that needed to be done around the house.
Can that still be done without alcohol or? Because you didn't mention alcohol in the connection piece.
No, which is kind of funny. The other thing that I always kind of think is, like a couple of times now I've wanted something and I've just poured something in my glass, in like a wine glass,
Yeah.
even if it was like a Diet Pepsi. And that, for some reason, I don't know what it is. It's like the glass makes you feel sophisticated or something, or
And that's totally fine. That's totally fine. There's, I mean, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
I just want to get over this every night, this antsy feeling of. And I'm sure people are like that with, if you're used to a snack at 3 o'clock every day
Yeah,
and
but it's the
having
same thing. Like when you start to feel that antsy feeling.
that.
Because you said that the reason you think you're feeling that antsy feeling is because you're thinking, I'm going to miss out on the connection. So the only way to get rid of that antsy feeling that is created from the thought of, I'm going to miss out on some of our connection is when you start to remind yourself, I know I think I'm missing out on connection, but the truth is we're still talking. We're actually spending more time. Like you've got to tell the other side of the story. Because that underlying thought of, I'm going to miss out on connection. We're not going to be able to talk. Like, we're not going to be able to relax together. It's like, no, we still can. We still can. And I can put a lovely drink in my wine glass and sit and connect and talk and do all the things.
I guess. And like the thing is too, we have like a bar in our basement, so that's where we would go sit and talk, and then we'd be face to face. And the way the rest of our house is laid out, we aren't really face to face. Like if we're sitting in the living room,
Well, why don't you say, let's get our mocktail and go down to the bar?
we could do
I
that.
mean, if you want that like face-to-face conversation,
You're right. We could do that.
how does it feel whenever I say you could do that?
Well, I'm happy about it because you're giving me some ideas because I don't like that feeling every night. And I just kept thinking for the last couple of weeks, well, that'll go away. It'll eventually go away. That desire will go away, or that.
But not if you've tied it to that's how we connect. And if we're not, then we're not going to connect. And then, basically in the back of your mind, you're missing out on spending time and connecting with your husband. You have got to change that narrative of that we can still connect. We can go still sit face to face if we want to.
And I have heard Corinne talk about, I don't want to think that connection has to do with having a glass of wine. I want to be able, and which makes sense to me. So,
Yeah. And then even when you had your Diet Pepsi, did you still talk and have a conversation and do all that other stuff with your husband?
no.
Why?
I don't know. I just had it on my own. I don't, I, because I think he's working on his too, so I don't want to tempt him either.
Well, you had Diet Pepsi in a wine glass. Is that tempting to him, you think?
No, because he doesn't drink wine. But
Okay.
if I said, let's go sit down at the bar and.
How do you, I mean, you've decided it's not going to be triggering for you. So, how can you, I mean, can you, like, what do you think he would say if you said, let's grab our mocktails and go down to the bar and just sit and talk like we always have?
He might be okay with it. I can give it a shot.
I know Corinne always says this, and it's so true. A lot of these problems that we like with our partners or issues or things that we think will happen, all of that can be solved with a conversation. We're both working on our relationship with alcohol, but I really do love going to sit down at that bar and just looking at you, gazing into your eyes, honey. That's what you should say. Like, would it be a problem, or do you want to stay upstairs and talk, or, could we go down to the bar?
No, I can definitely give that a shot too. So,
And just see, because now you've made it a problem. It might not even be a problem. You said it's not a problem for you. So maybe it's not a problem for him either.
It might not be. It might not be. He might have a root beer or a Coke or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. I'll give it a shot. Thank you so much.
But work on that story. And if you journal, start to write. Like, this is what connection really is. Like, it doesn't even have to be long, just a couple of minutes. And
Okay.
then, and then right at the end, it's not about wine.
Right. It's because it really isn't.
Yes. And then really start to work on that story.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Now, will
Thank
it feel
you.
awkward without wine? Yes.
Yes, it will. Yeah.
It will feel awkward for sure.
Yeah, and we always have like little jokes, like I call him my favorite bartender and things like that, you know. So we've kind of made this whole little
He
thing out
can,
of
you can stock the bar with some Diet Pepsis and whatever he
it.
wants, and he can still be your favorite bartender. That doesn't change.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It still doesn't change.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear too that you were a wine drinker too, and you were able to
I
change
still
your
am, honey. I didn't say I gave it up. I said
Yeah.
I don't drink a bottle
Yeah,
a day.
well,
But
I'd like
yeah.
to just be on the weekends as well. So, I mean,
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. I was you really do, it's very good to know what you want your relationship with a snack or alcohol or whatever to be, because it's like it gives you a direction in which to go. It's
Yeah.
very hard to move towards a destination and you have no idea where the destination is.
Right.
So if you decided, even if you decided, I just want to have one drink a day, it's totally fine. But like at least you know that's what you're going to work for. Or if you're like, I only want to drink on the weekends, at least you know where you're going so that your level ups to get there. It's like a
Yeah.
step ladder. It makes sense to get there.
Does it make sense to put it on my plan every day, though, just in case I goof up?
I mean, it's up to you. You're 100% fine to put it on there, but if you're putting it on there as a safety net, like ask yourself, do I really want a safety net or do I want to start actively moving toward changing my relationship?
A good idea. Okay.
And just, I mean, be honest. And if you're like, I just really, I don't know that I'm ready to quit planning it, then keep planning it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All
Thank
right.
you. Thank you so
You're so
much.
welcome. Let me see. I'll get a couple of the Q&As. We have several Q&As. Do you consider a small apple and a small orange overeating at night? I always say I can't sleep when I'm hungry, so I have fruit around 9 p.m. so I won't be hungry when I go to bed. I do not eat things like chips, cookies, salted peanuts, etc. at night. So, first of all, this is going back. I mean, this is full of diet, right? So it's good food, bad food. Like if you eat an apple and an orange, it's okay, but not chips, because whatever, So really do start to, it doesn't matter what you eat. The question is, are you overeating at night? If you're overeating, if it's an apple and an orange, the truth of the matter is, it doesn't matter what it is, if you're not hungry, it is overeating. Period. Now, if you're starting to get a little bit hungry, you certainly can. You can certainly go ahead and eat it. And it is not considered overeating. It's on your plan. You were hungry when you ate it. So go ahead and eat it and enjoy it. Rhonda Copeland, I'm moving to a retirement community with a lovely happy hour. Oh, you're moving to a retirement community, Rhonda. I hope you have fun. Those old people are hardcore. My daughter's mother-in-law works at a assisted living community and they have happy hour. And what her husband one time went to like visit her at work and he got there during happy hour. And then the old guys were like, come on and hang out with us, whatever. She ended up having to drive his happy ass to the house because he got so overserved at the happy hour, at the assisted living. He said, I have never drank so much in my life. Anonymous says, I occasionally have an issue with nighttime overeating. I would really like to get a handle on this. Some nights I just can't sleep because I'm stressed or anxious and just can't settle down. So this leads me to secret eat on crisps, sweets, biscuits. 6 to 10 times I'm genuinely hungry. And the other times I just eat because it's done in secret. And when everyone else is sleeping, no one can judge me for eating. Any advice on ending this, please? So, first of all, you're judging yourself, right? Like there is somebody with you that always has thoughts and feelings about what you're doing, and it is you. So it is not actually in secret because you take yourself with you. And then there is shame and judgment, not from others, but from yourself. I'm assuming, I'm thinking that is true. So when you say I'm eating in secret, nobody else is around, but I am around. It's not really secret. It's not really secret because I know I'm doing it and I am feeling the shame and judgment that I think others will think about me. So that's first, start to unravel that just a little bit. The other thing is sometimes we can train our body. So if you go to bed stressed and anxious and you've got the tool in your toolbox, which is food, and then you get up and you go eat, it is like a reward. You know, I feel anxious, I eat, I go back to sleep. And you kind of trained your body in that way. So here's what's going to happen. If you know you're not hungry, Corinne used to say, lay there bored as fuck. It is going to be uncomfortable. It will be uncomfortable. Don't think you can just deep breathe or do whatever and that uncomfortable feeling will go away. It will be uncomfortable until you can start to prove to yourself that you are safe and you are okay if you just lay there in the bed. I want you to go and listen to some of the replays. Go to the replays page on nobswoman.com under coaching, the coaching replays page. Type in Kathy and look at how to feel the hard stuff without eating. So you are going to just lay in the bed, put your hand over your heart. You're going to have conversation with yourself. You're going to have to talk to that toddler brain that's like, come on, you just want to get up and go eat. No, I'm safe. I'm in my bed. I am not going to go eat. I know I think it's secret. I do not want to feel the shame and judgment that I know I'm going to heap upon myself when I get up and go eat. Now, if on the nights that you are hungry, absolutely get up and go get something to eat if that's what you want to do. But those times that you're not, I want you to use some of those tools that Kathy talks about in those calls, like hand over the heart, box breathing. You can even download some apps like the Calm app, different things, and put in some like white noise or listen to some sexy man, you know, tell you a story to help put you back to sleep, those sorts of things. And just lay there and continue to have that conversation with yourself. You're not sleeping anyway, right? Whether you get up and go eat or you lay there and have the conversation with yourself, you are not sleeping. So go ahead and do that for yourself. Oh, thank you. Rachel loves my hair. I appreciate you, Rachel. Margaret says, I feel like I keep sabotaging myself, especially after a good weigh-in. I do well during the week, but when I'm at home, I just seem to say fuck it and eat a whole pizza or a bunch of sweets. I feel like I'm planning realistically during the day, but just let myself do whatever at night. So, especially after a good weigh-in. So we do have a scale course, which I would highly recommend. If you are after day 31, you can go on the website under courses, the pathways and bonus courses. It's part of a pathway. So there's three courses, but you can just take the scale course by yourself, by itself, and look at all that stuff about the good weigh-in. So the question is, Margaret, when you are weighing yourself, and you have done well and lost weight, what are you telling yourself? It is that conversation that you have when you look on the scale and you see the number goes down. Oh, I've been good all week. I deserve this. I got a whole week more till I can catch up. Good Lord. Like this is, I got this. Like I'm not weighing again till next Friday. I might as well go ahead and eat. That's where you have to start. It's like I had success this week. Might not be time to take my foot off the gas. What did I do this week that can help me continue to lose weight? It's that conversation that you have. You've got to identify the thoughts that happen when you get on the scale in order to know how to change the behavior in the end. But it is all about that conversation. When you get on that scale and the scale goes down, you have got to decide, what are you going to make that mean? What do you want to think? That's a great question, actually. What do you want to think? And that's what you need to start practicing. Usually can't believe the number went down. Well, why? I mean, why do you like? I can't like look at your data. Your data probably will tell you why the number went down. Been working your ass off all week. That's probably why it went down. Look at your data, even before you get on the scale. A lot of times you can look at your data and you're going to know exactly what the scale's going to say. Not every time, but if you've not had many overeats, you've gotten your water in, you've gotten your sleep in, all that kind of stuff. You could be like, I might be able to expect a loss this week because I've worked my ass off. Because I can promise you, when you get on that scale and the scale has gone down, you haven't won the lottery. Whether you put in the work that week or the week before, because you know it's not like a slot machine, right? Like that's not how it works. But at some point, you've said no to yourself. You've waited for hunger. You drank water when you didn't want to. You worked hard for that weight loss. And you don't need to give it away for plastic, a piece of plastic on the floor spitting out a number. That was a good question, though. Very good question. All right. Andrea or Andrea? I'm going to have to ask. I'm going to have to ask. Are you. Hello.
Hi,
Andrea
Andrea.
or Andrea?
It's Andrea.
Oh, I was wrong all the way around, wasn't I?
It's the closest to Spanish, so that's why.
Andrea. And then there's another one that's got her hand raised. We'll have to find out from her. She's next. We'll have to find out from her.
That's so nice that you asked,
Andrea.
actually.
Okay. What are we talking about?
Okay, I feel very nervous today because I feel like I'm going to be very vulnerable. But basically, I've been with No BS for 4 years, 4.5 years. I lost almost all of my weight. And then a couple of things happened a couple of years ago where my daughters basically stopped talking to me. And that's been something I've been dealing with, obviously, for 2 years now. But it's been kind of eroding on me a lot. And I started gaining my weight back. I've been doing some counseling and all that. And just recently with the course in December, I got really excited. I started planning again. And then my best friend died all of a sudden, just
Oh,
a
I'm so
few days ago.
sorry.
Yeah.
How
Thank you.
long?
Just a few days ago, she died last Thursday.
Oh,
So,
I'm so
yeah.
sorry.
So I feel like I'm trying to grieve somehow my daughters, but now this is added on. And I go to work every day still, but I come home and I just want to eat. I just want to eat for the
Wow.
rest of the evening, basically. And I eat garbage food instead of having good food. I stop
Yeah.
planning again. It's kind of like I just eat and watch TV and lay on my bed and don't want to go to the gym and don't want to do any work. And I just want to get out of that. And I know it's a, I have to deal with that with a psychologist still, but I just wanted to sort of talk to you. I haven't gone on a coaching call for quite a while, probably about a year almost,
Well,
just to,
let me ask you a question.
yeah.
Why is the way that you're act, I'm gonna say acting right now, but like the eating and not wanting to get up and all that kind of stuff that you're talking about, why is that normal right now?
Because I'm going through a lot. Yeah. And I want to, that's the best way I know to calm myself. And I'm trying to be compassionate with myself. I know I do need to grieve and I do need to cry and all that. But it's just been so long, really 2 years, and it doesn't end. And now it got worse when I thought things should get better. So, yeah. So I
But it
don't
makes.
know. I really like, I haven't gained all my weight back. And I was really hoping to go down from where I am instead of gaining it all back. But now I'm a little bit, I guess I'm kind of scared that if I continue in this pattern, I'm going to gain it all back. And
What happens like tonight or tomorrow night? if you just don't eat if you're not hungry.
I just have to feel my feelings too much. I know that's what it is. I just don't want to deal with all my emotions so much. I still deal with them, but not,
Yeah.
they don't feel so strong. That they feel more
But the truth
doable.
is, they don't feel so strong only when you're eating.
Right. It's like
Right?
I come
I
home and
mean,
they're strong. Right?
exactly.
Yeah.
And what, I mean, I'm sure the last 2 years that you've experienced this with your daughter and now the loss of your friend, there have been times that you felt huge, big, sad sorrow.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I've
And
had.
what's the worst thing that happened with that feeling?
I just I'm scared to be depressed and not even be able to go to work. And I had some anxiety come on for the first time in my life as well.
And you're being treated for that, correct?
I've been going to a psychologist for years, and now I just feel like it doesn't really do much. I've been doing some meditation as well, and but I just keep thinking back of when I was doing my program, the OBS program, and doing my meditation, and that was a great time, and I almost got to my goal weight.
Yeah.
So I want to get back
So
to that,
let
but.
me ask you this. Let's say, because you said your biggest fear is that you'll get depressed and not be able to go to work. Has that ever happened before?
It has once, but it wasn't just like that. There was something added to it. There was a very difficult situation at school that it was recommended for me that I should take a few months off. So that's what I did. So it was kind of
Okay.
out of my.
So, in all these 2 years of all this going on with your daughter, and in the past several days since your friend passed away recently,
Right.
you have not gotten so depressed that you could not go to work.
No, I've been able to go to work. Yeah.
So again, we have to look at the facts because your brain is telling you, if I don't eat and I sit here and I feel these big feelings, you're gonna get depressed. Like it's, catastrophizing. You're gonna
Right.
get depressed and you're not gonna be able to go to work, and then you're gonna lose your job, and then you're gonna lose your home, and then here we are under a bridge in a box.
Right.
Right? And so it makes sense that you're like, oh, I don't wanna I no, because if I don't eat this right now, I'm in a, under a bridge in a box.
Right.
And it's just not true because you have been through very hard things with your daughter.
Right.
And even, since your friend passed away, you've still been going to work.
I did skip 2 days, but I'm back at
Yeah.
work.
But not out of depression, probably out of
No.
like, funeral and things, right? So you have to start reminding yourself, yes, it's going to be, I am going to be sad for
Yes.
sure.
Right.
Pop on one of Kathy's calls, How to Feel the Hard Stuff Without Eating.
Right.
And in the evenings,
Yes.
listen to that. Use some of those tools that are in there and available to you and allow yourself to be sad and remind yourself, I've been sad plenty. I don't
Yeah, I'm a
like
kind
it.
of an expert now. Yeah.
I don't like being sad. But I can do sad. I've done sad.
Right.
And I'm supposed to be sad. Like being sad, nothing has gone wrong.
Right. Yeah.
You lost your friend. So sadness is expected.
Yeah, it's almost like what I've done some in the past is I even give myself, say, half an hour to cry and then move on, keep doing my things because I just don't want it to take over. Maybe, try that again. I just want some little practical things that I can do with, like I was planning again with, my OBS program. And that was good a few days ago before it happened, before my friend passed. And I just want to maybe set a few little tiny goals because I know I can't set big goals, right? It would not be realistic. So,
Yeah. So it sounds like planning is important to you.
yeah, Yeah, definitely. And
So
it's
when
just
were you planning? Were you planning in the morning or the evening or when were you planning?
in the morning usually. I evaluate it in the evening, and then in the morning I write very, very quickly what I'm gonna eat. I mean, it would be good for me to cook, because if I come home and I don't have anything cooked, obviously I reach for the carbohydrates, which is generally what I want to eat when I'm don't want to feel all the feelings. So,
Yeah.
but yeah, cooking a little bit, and I'm planning with, I guess, with compassion.
Yeah, for
And
sure. So,
maybe
can
my
you
water.
plan? I mean, can you give yourself permission to plan and be sad? Can you give yourself permission to plan even when you don't want to?
Right.
Because that's the thing. Like, you're going to get up
Yeah.
in the morning and you're going to, like, with any new grief, I know what's going to happen. You're going to wake up, you're going to be feeling okay, and then all of a sudden, you're going to remember that your friend passed away. And then you're going to get the wave, like a lot of us do when we have experienced a loss like you've experienced.
Right.
And it's going to feel overwhelming, and you're not going to want to take care of yourself.
Yeah. I think I should plan in the evening, actually, MJ, as I'm thinking of.
Perfect.
Makes more sense. Because usually
Yeah.
in the morning, I try to sleep in a little longer and then I'm rushing to work.
Okay, well, there you go. So, how about this? Like, you're talking about practical.
Yes.
You could come home, listen to one of Kathy's replays while you plan, you assess like whatever from the day before and you plan your tomorrow.
Right.
Could you also go out and get some like pre-frozen meals so that if you don't cook, if you
Yes.
come home and you don't feel like cooking, like I have some like stuff in the freezer all the time. And that's like if I run out of time, meeting runs over, like whatever happens, it's always like a substitute for me that I
Yeah.
can just grab it and put it in the microwave for myself. So it's a healthier choice than ordering a pizza. But then there's always something here.
Right. That's a good.
Maybe I do choose the chips, but at least I give myself an opportunity to make a different choice.
Right. And then I've also thought about eating right when I get home. I'm usually a little bit hungry, but I usually want to wait, to a more normal dinner time around 5, 6. But I get home sometimes at 4, and I just want to, I'm thinking maybe I should eat then.
You can totally try that.
Yeah.
Or you could try having a small snack. That could be the other reason. Are you snacking when you come home?
I do. Yes.
Okay.
I am already. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I plan for a healthy snack and then I plan for dinner later on. But I just,
Okay.
that's when I just want to grab some bread or popcorn or something. That's not in my plan.
Right.
Yeah.
But just, so we've got planning now in the evenings with assessing the day before.
Right.
Just putting a little bit of Kathy a soothe you. That's like a soothing for the soul. Don't put on me and Corinne to soothe you. Kathy will soothe you.
Right.
Like put her on, listen, do some of the things she's talking about, and then remind yourself that this is normal. I'm supposed to be sad. I lost my friend.
Yes.
Her loss, and I used to, I don't know how, like, it's so hard to talk about loss and like what works for one person is not like work for another person. But for me, when I lose someone or something like that happens, I love them enough to give them my grief. They deserve that from me because I love them that much.
Right.
I don't want to shut it down because I don't want to shut them down.
That's beautiful, actually, yeah.
So, I mean, that's one way to think about it. Like, your relationship with your very best friend deserves some tears, deserves some sadness.
You know what I think would be really nice, actually, MJ, is if I came home and went to, it's gonna sound funny, but went for a little nap, cried a little bit, took a little nap, and then continue with life kind of thing. But instead of doing that, I come to my bed with food. I eat, and then I'm not hung, I'm not sleepy anymore. Like, to actually take a resting nap, I think I need that to unwind and stuff. But I always I always add the food to it, and then I don't take a nap. I'm still tired. So I should try that too. And like,
Yeah,
but
it
like you
sounds like
said,
you are tired, and that would be a great addition. Like, because a lot of times we do like eat if we're tired. So it sounds like your body's saying, just let me, take a little nap.
right.
My
Yeah.
friends and I call it a snap, a short nap. So go take a snap
Right.
and then, get back up. So you've got several good things to try. And if the nap doesn't work, you've got a couple of other things that you can try that we talked about on this call. So, like, you've got some other tools in your toolbox.
Right.
I mean, that's some really good practical things to try.
Yeah, I'll try some of those things, and definitely planning in the evening instead of morning,
Yeah.
and go from there. Listen to Kathy.
Listen to Kathy. She'll soothe you. She'll soothe your soul.
Thank you very much, MJ.
You're
Appreciate it.
so welcome. And I'm just sending you a lot of love and hugs.
Thank you.
Very, very hard time, I know.
Yes,
Okay.
appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. We have another Andrea or Andrea. We'll find out in a minute. We will find out. A snoozette. I call the snoozers. I love that. Yeah, we call it a snap, short nap. I'm take a little snap and, get up and move along. I took a snap this afternoon, actually, because I was tired. I'm going to ask you to unmute, and then you can tell me how to say your name.
Andrea.
Huh,
It's
Andrea?
Andrea, yeah.
Okay, look, there was two of y'all today, and it two different ways to say it. All right, what are we talking
That.
about today?
Well, I'm only doing this since yesterday, and I'm trying to catch up with the modules and figure out what's going on. But my thing is, soon as dinner's over, which I didn't even eat yet, by 8 o'clock, 8:30, I'm just ready for snacks. It's just the routine, the expectation, I'm in New Jersey, there's nothing to do. It's dark, it's cold.
Okay.
And it's just ch chomp, chomp, chomp. And it's just really frustrating because I'm pretty active. I walk every day. I go to exercise classes. I think I eat well during the day, and it's just every night, it no matter what I tell myself.
Okay, so you just joined yesterday?
Yeah, but I've been always, I've been like listening to videos on somatic eating, and I've been like always involved and
Okay.
with trying to get eating under control and stuff. So it's
Okay.
not like I'm just like I've never been exposed to anything.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good. Well, you're new to no BS. So welcome.
Yes,
So,
thank you.
first of all, you said catch up on the modules. You go at your own pace, sweetie. You just do what you do, you boo. You listen as quick or as slow as you want to listen. It's always there and all the things. So you just, you go at your own pace. We have people that go like, I'm a, when Corinne releases something new, I listen on the podcast to everything, and then I make a note of like which ones I definitely need to go back and listen to, because there's some stuff that I have on lock, like I'm good with. So, and then I just make a note of like what you need to go back and listen to this lesson or that lesson or the other lesson. So it sounds like that you have got what we call a no BS habit eat. It's just what happens every single night. And the good news is, it's an easy one to clean up. It's one of the easier ones to clean up is habit eating. I know. Who knew you picked something easy to clean up? First of all, you're very aware of it. You know, and Corinne does talk a lot about habit eating in the No BS Weight Loss course. So you're going to get there. But habit eating is just something that you've done for a really long time. And so just being aware of it is step one. So what you're going to want to do is try to, if you can, break the habit loop a little bit. Because when everything comes into play, like it's 8 o'clock, you've got the TV on, you're sitting on the couch, your brain is like, hey, something's missing. We supposed to be eating. You didn't do this right. There's something missing. Go get a snack. And you're like, okay. So if there's any way that you can break that habit up, it will not be as strong of a trigger in your brain. So the first thing you're going to do is get out of your eating chair. You sit in the same spot every night. When your ass hits that spot, it's like snack time. So if you move a seat, your brain is confused. And it's like, it's night, it's cold out, but we're not in the, I don't know what's going, it gets confused because it's like all the pieces are not falling into place for it. So that is step one. That will help to turn your urges down just a little bit because you're still going to have urges, right? But just the act of getting out of your eating chair will help to turn it down a notch or two. The other thing you're going to do is know that it will be uncomfortable. It will feel like something's missing. That doesn't mean anything has gone wrong. That's when you tell yourself, I'm actually not hungry. It's just a habit. Then you start to use, and no BS, we do this. It's called, can I just? Can I just set a timer for 20 minutes? Can I just set a timer and see how I feel in 20 minutes? If I still want something, I might get up and go get it, but I'm gonna give myself at least 20 minutes. Because a lot of times that's enough for us to get interested in a show or drink some water or whatever it is. And then that urge we realize is not there anymore. So give yourself a little bit of space from it. It's the other thing that you want to do. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, I
And
love
here's the
that.
other thing. Here's the other thing I want you to do. If you move out of the eating chair and then you set a timer for 20 minutes, even if you decide to go eat, here's the part that's going to feel weird. I want you to celebrate all the steps that you took. You delayed eating by 20 minutes. You sat in a different chair. You are making your way towards habit change. Even if you did end up eating in the end, if you
I
delay it
like
by
that.
20 minutes, that's amazing. And tomorrow, maybe you do 30 minutes.
I love that.
And the other thing, too, and for all of us that eat at nighttime, God love us all. Sometimes you are tired. And we have been eating to keep ourselves awake when all we are wanting to do is go get in the bed. I'm not saying that's you, but if you are tired, go to bed or at least acknowledge, I'm actually not hungry. I'm like, my body is trying to keep me awake because I keep telling it I don't want to go to bed. Like, acknowledge that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're so welcome and welcome. Make
Thank
sure
you.
you use Ask Coaches on the website. Have you downloaded the podcast of the No BS course?
I think I have. I go on the podcast, but I don't know if I downloaded it. I'm not that familiar with the podcast, like how to do it.
Okay. Well,
I
there are
think I'm in
three, you
it.
have access to three podcasts as a new member. You have the No BS weight loss course. You have got live training replays, which is the audio replays of all of our calls. And then you also have got Corinne 365. And
Okay.
so it's a quick hit little drop from Corinne every single day. If you have any trouble at all, you can click the blue question mark on the bottom of any page on our website, and we will get you, that'll get you over to our support. And if you're especially having tech issues, that's Corinne's brother, Keith. We had him over there, and
Okay.
he will help. He'll get on a call with you. He will help you any way you need help.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
All righty. Welcome.
Thank you.
All righty. All right. We have one more question or two more questions. I wrote in to ask coaches today about this. I just want to eat at night. I'm not hungry. I just want a snack. I think we just talked about a lot of that. Let's see. I can sit with the want to snack for 10 to 15 minutes and not, then I give in and eat sweet, salty, or whatever. Just eat, watch TV with my husband, no real reason. I would move out of the eating chair, Carolyn. Try that next. See what happens. Anonymous. On days when I skip a meal, I tell myself it's okay to overeat my next meal. My mind tells me it's okay because I haven't eaten everything on my plan. It still sounds like Weight Watchers brain saying I have points left over. It's okay to eat this. Yes. First of all, did you skip a meal because you weren't hungry? Like, if you actually skipped a meal because you weren't hungry, you didn't actually skip it. Your body didn't need it, so you didn't overfeed it. Good for you. That's one like tweak that you can make. And then I love what you said. Every time I see this in a question, I tell myself, that means you know it's not true. That's how you know it's a thought. And I know it's a thought, and you already know it's a thought because you said, I tell myself. It's like a big old story you're telling yourself. Now, if you write in a question and you're like, when I skip a meal, I overeat at my next meal because it's okay. That is telling me that you know it's a thought. And if you already know it's a thought, you can just call straight up bullshit on it. No, I don't overeat. Whether I eat my lunch or I don't eat my lunch, I don't overeat at the next meal. That's like saying if I get my gas tank that holds 20 gallons over empty, like if it's really on Z and on zero, I can't put 25 gallons of gas in there. It only holds 20. Just because I let it get over empty doesn't mean I can make it over full. That's just the fact. And that's what you need to remind yourself. Things on your plan, it's like a menu. I'm giving you thoughts to think. It's like a menu, just like when you go to a restaurant, you don't order everything off of the menu. And you don't feel like you've missed out because you did not eat every single thing that was offered. Your plan is the same way. Just because it's on there doesn't mean you need to eat it. Is that helpful, Anonymous? I hope that is helpful. Amy said, this is an easy one, Amy. What do you tell yourself when you hear your brain say, I deserve this? You know what I really deserve? I deserve to live a long, healthy life. I deserve weight loss. I deserve to fit in my clothes. I deserve smaller clothes. I deserve to be a person who keeps a promise to myself. I deserve to learn how to take care of my body. Talk about all the other things you deserve. Because it's a long list. It's a long list of what you deserve. Other than food, you deserve to go to bed feeling proud. You deserve not to feel full and overstuffed. You deserve regular, like, blood pressure and blood sugar and cholesterol. You deserve all of that. You deserve to be able to get in and out of the floor with your kids and your grandkids with ease. I mean, there's so many things you deserve in life, and it's not a cookie. It's just not. Think about what you really deserve. You deserve a long, healthy, happy life. And that's our thing here at No BS, to help every woman lose all of her weight for good and feel as amazing as she deserves. I mean, that every decision we make in No BS is. That's what every time I bring an idea to Corinne, she'll say, will it help women lose weight and feel as amazing as they deserve? That's her first question every single time. Everything we do here is based on that question. Okay. Oh, this is a good question, Anonymous. I'm in denial. I feel like most of the time I don't overeat, and yet I'm overweight by 100 pounds. How do I change my thinking? I can't seem to lose a pound. I love this. So I keep thinking I'm not overeating. I feel like I'm not overeating, but maybe I am. Maybe I'm wrong about that is a great place to start. Instead of like, you're overeating, you have 100 pounds. Like, we don't need to beat down. It's like, I might be wrong that I'm not overeating. So here's what I want you to do for you, especially Anonymous. I want you to really pick either hunger or enough. And go all in on it for a month. Really know and ask yourself too, how does it feel in my body? Because a lot of times whenever we ask our, like in private coaching, I used to ask my clients all the time when they were like overeating or they were eating and they were like, I think I'm stopping at enough. I'm like, how does that feel? And they were like, you know, well, I just didn't want any more or whatever. But ask yourself, like, physically, how do I feel? Start to tune into your body a little bit and see if you can figure out some of those clues. A great idea is the halftime method. We're famous for this Amber call. I don't even think we have any more. It might be somewhere. I don't know. But it was this chick that got coached by Corinne. She wasn't losing any weight at all. And Corinne said, what are you eating? And she listed it out. Corinne was like, I can tell you that that's too much food. Like, just based on what you're saying, it's too much food. So she challenged her for a month to eat half of her food. Just eat half. Like, eat half of your breakfast, half of your lunch, half of your dinner. And of course, add snacks in case you get hungry in between, whatever. She swore she was eating too enough. Like, I know it. Like, hand to God, it's the truth. She got on the call the next month. She lost 9 pounds. 9 pounds. And she was like, and I wasn't even hungry. Like, she said the first few days she ate the snacks and stuff, and then she didn't eat the snacks after that. Because you were like, I'm actually not hungry anymore. So I would challenge you to do that and use Ask Coaches for anything that comes up for you. And please raise your hand on a coaching call. If you want to, email support and I will give your name to Corinne. I would know she would love to coach you because so many women struggle with this. Like, just say, this is who was anonymous. Nancy says, search Amber. So many women struggle with this, and if you would be willing to be brave enough to get coached, just email me at support@pnptribe.com or click the blue question mark on any of the pages. I'll make sure we get you up for coaching. How much did I lose again? Margaret asked. I lost 85 pounds. That's what I did. All right, y'all. I'm gonna go eat my sandwich. Mr. Coach MJ just got home too, so I'll go eat my sandwich. I think he's already eaten. He didn't even wait on me. I can hear him in there eating. So, all right, y'all. Have a great rest of your night. Thank y'all for hanging out with me, and I will talk to y'all later. Bye, everybody.